This is probably the only town in America, or city, I should say, in America where the mayor makes the best of. And that man is here today, this morning, Mayor Tom Barrett. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now. I'm sorry, couldn't the mayor make it?
No, he couldn't make it.
Are so you I'm like here. His aide?
I mean, I'm an intern in his office, and so I thought I'd stop by. I'm really nervous the first time I've ever spoken to somebody.
Oh, wait a minute. You shaved. You shaved. That's what it is.
I shaved a little bit, yeah.
I shaved the mustache.
I had my mustache for 30 years, and unlike you,
yes,
who's kept the color in your mustache very well.
Yeah, that's because I use a little something.
Well, I looked in the mirror one day, and I thought, oh, my God, I'm starting to look like Captain Kangaroo. the mustache is gone because...
That's why you're the favorite, though.
Yeah,
because you look like Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah. But and you understand this too. When you're 20 years old, you grow a mustache to look 5 years older. When you're in your 50s, you're thinking, now why do I want to look 5 years older?
Yeah, I don't know. Are you going to grow it back? I know there's a campaign started now.
I have people picketing in front of my house right now.
They're picketing your house.
Mustache, yeah.
So. In Washington Heights, there.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And welcome home. The prodigal son has returned.
Yes.
It's great to have us.
Prodigal.
We've been worried sick about you all these years.
I didn't go home, though, the 58th and Senate, because my brother Howard went there on a reunion thing and said there's a guy sleeping in what would have been Mom's flowers, flower bed there on the alley. So, he said, you don't want to see that. Plus, there are things growing out of the gutters in the house.
So, are you a Washington High School kid?
Is that yes.
Washington High School?
Okay. Yes.
Very good. Very good.
I'm in the Wall of Fame now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Are you? No, you went to the Catholic school.
No, I went to Marquette High. So,
Marquette High, okay.
But not far from you. I grew up not far from 58th.
Two separate worlds we live in. Well, we spent a lot of time at the Catholic girls' schools for dances and stuff.
Well, that's good.
Divine Savior, DS Girls.
I still have...
Holy Angels. Ooh, yeah. H.A. Those are all Jewish kids there in that... And we went to those dances, and the girl, and there would be a nun. It would be in the gym. There'd be a nun under every basketball hoop.
It was usually Attila the nun. Is the one that was my favorite.
It was hard to make any progress. So how are you? Pretty good.
Good. Everything's good. It's Saturday morning. The sun is shining in Milwaukee. Yeah. It's not snowing.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. What is this streetcar nonsense? Why do you need a streetcar? I know this is like a pet project. It's probably a good thing. Therefore.
Well, it's a very good thing. Yeah. It's a very good thing. And what we wanted to, what you're seeing, this is where Milwaukee is different from when you left here back in 1970 or whenever you deserted us, for God's sakes. Yeah. What's happened is there are a lot more people living downtown. And when you
were
here...
And there's a crying need for streetcars.
There's a crying need for streetcars. When you were here, the only place people lived downtown was the Cudahy Towers, if you remember that. Now there are literally tens of thousands of people who live in or near downtown.
Where are they living?
There's a lot of condos, apartments.
Casket Company, is that now
That's not one, but all sorts of places,
That tannery that was down
the
there?
The tannery, absolutely,
condo?
Yes. Lots of people live there. And a lot of people...
Did you live in a tannery? Oh, my God.
It's all right. It's
that doesn't
fine.
Come out of the
smell,
walls.
Everything's fine. But a lot of people are coming out of school with a lot more student debt, and so they're not buying a car, they're not buying a house, and they want to get around.
Yeah, but why do you need a streetcar?
Because I have a desire for one.
This is all about you, isn't it?
That's right.
You want to have a streetcar. I don't quite understand. Are these people, these urban, they don't call them yuppies anymore, urban, I guess, but they used to call them yuppies, but, people living, urban youth.
Absolutely.
And are they demanding a streetcar?
They certainly want one. It's true that they want one. And what?
Wait a minute. Do we have any urban youth here? Streetcar.
So it's
how do you feel about streetcar?
It's for the young and the young at heart. The young at heart. Both of those. And it really gets it allows people to get around more easily downtown. And what's happening in America, not just here, is people are coming back to the city. They're coming back to the city. Yeah. And if you look at the 51 largest metropolitan areas in the country, we're about 2021 in terms of having young people living downtown.
Yeah.
So it's not the city that it was in the 1960s and 1970s. And I think even a lot of people here don't realize it. We've got close to 1,000 housing units that are under construction as we speak right now.
Yeah.
So it's really changed a lot, which is exciting. It's good news for.
So let them ride streetcars.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because we used to have them. When number 20 did come down.
When you were saying that, I thought, oh yeah, he knows the city.
Yeah. No, and we used to they were trolleys, I guess you call them, but they're basically streetcar, and they had a lever in front and a lever in, but they were run by levers. So the driver is in front working his lever, but there's a lever in back, so you could drive it in back like you're going backwards.
We're not
going
to do that, Michael. We're not going to allow that to happen.
I would only approve of this if there was levers in front and back, and you could play with the lever in back if you're a kid and pretend you're backing up.
But I'll get a free ride for you if that doesn't violate any of your ethical rules.
I'm not going to ride a damn trolley. I don't care. I've come this far. So, okay. Is it true that Milwaukee is the mayor is a weak form of government mayor?
I could do 60, 70 push-ups right here if you give me 3 or 4 days. So,
because I read that, because I always thought it was a strong mayor. Well, Mayor Meyer was mayor for, I think, 110 years.
110 years, exactly, yeah.
And this is
true. I still have people come up to me and say, Mayor Meyer. And I say, the guy was first elected in 1960. Yeah. Come on, we've changed.
Yeah. Well, there's only been him and you, the only two mayors of Milwaukee. In modern,
well, John Norquist was there for almost 60 years.
I know, but we don't talk about that. Okay. Of course, the socialists built the sewers.
And they did a very good job.
Yeah, then they went down and we never saw them again. Yeah. And there was the end of the socialists in Milwaukee. Of course, they were national socialists, but still, you know. Not going there, huh? So, I mean, do you have, is it a weak mayor thing? I mean, does the council have most of the power?
It's a pretty good balance, and I have a good working relationship with the council. And so that's, we're making it work. This is not the same city that it was. It's a city that is really evolving in a very positive way. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah. And was that because of Meyer, though?
Oh, I have to give him all the credit. Yeah.
No. I mean, for that, they changed the sort of the way it operated.
Oh, actually, there was more power put into the mayor's office back in the 1980s when John Norquist came in. He did something very smart. He was elected in April of 1988, and in May of 1988, he got the legislature to make it a cabinet form of government, which is, for most people, it's in the weeds, but it really gave the mayor more strength than he had had before that.
Yeah. Have you ever thought of it, the mayorship? As a stepping stone, have you thought of like running for governor?
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
That's an interesting idea. Let me think about that several times.
Should have maybe, huh? I don't know. And then this whole Bucks, this is kind of getting out of hand, isn't it? A little bit. I mean, I know you can't talk about it because you're involved in these negotiations and so forth, but.
I think they
really need $1 billion?
Well, what they're saying is they want the arena, and then they want to do $500 million in development around that, which is a very good thing.
Yeah, be a good thing.
And for the city, you have to make sure it happens. That's the whole name of the game, because where the city benefits is if there's an investment outside the arena. The arena, that's good. But the reality is that the proceeds from the players goes to the state. I have nothing against that. Mm-hmm. So the state really is the big beneficiary in terms of government revenue for that. But we'd love to have more energy. We'd love to have a lot more development, and that's what's going on right now. If you look at downtown Milwaukee for the last 10 years, we've had close to $5 billion in development that's done or is on the horizon. And we want to keep that momentum going. It's a real positive momentum, and we want to keep that momentum going.
Yeah. I think Walker needs to take more money out of the UW system. Pour it into the Bucks.
Well, we need
$700 million.
As a father of two kids in the UW system, I would like to have more money in the UW system. Thank you very much.
I'm there too. They've got my money. I know that. So that's still in. It's a little bit alarming. Maybe it's just me. To know that the New York hedge fund owns your team. You know, that's a little alarming. I don't know.
It's just, and you said this in your earlier comments, it's a different world. It's not grocery store owners who own the teams anymore.
Yeah.
It's just a different world altogether.
Yeah. So it doesn't alarm you. Of course, you can't say it's alarming.
You got to deal with it. You deal with it.
Got to deal with it. Okay. Don't they own the Knicks, too? Though? Wasn't there like a hedge fund?
I don't know if they own it. They had an interest, I think, in the Brooklyn Nets, or at least, and then they decided this was greener pastures. And again, someone's going to invest $250 million here, $500 million,
I'll take that money and have the investment. Yeah. So I want to create jobs here. So it's all about creating jobs, too.
What's wrong with Bradley? It's a very nice facility.
It's a very nice facility. It was built for hockey.
I saw the doors there.
Okay, it is very nice. It was built for hockey, so the layout is just not perfect for what's going on right now in the NBA. But it's
right now they found out it was fine all these years.
It was about 20 minutes ago. 20 minutes ago they found out.
That's perfectly fine. There are too many Chicago fans in there, but you know.
Well, if they're spending their money here, that's fine with me. Just spend your money here.
That's okay with you. Bring back the stash. Oh, there's that campaign going on now. But you've had just about every job in politics.
I'm working at it.
Governor thing.
Yeah, I'm working at it. Yeah.
But all the way up and
just keep pouring salt in that.
Just keep pouring. Well, if he wins the presidency, it's going to be wide open there for you. I mean, that's the upside of it. I'm not saying it's all.
You're killing your ratings.
I'm not saying it's all up and so forth. Would you have been, doing it over again, would you have been more of on the attack, do you think, and running for governor?
I haven't.
Because you're not that kind of guy. Right?
I'm not that kind of guy in terms of I don't rip people's faces off. I like to get things done. And it's different strokes.
Do you ever feel like you'd like to rip somebody's face off?
I can sit here and very calmly talk to you, and you have no idea what I'm saying inside of me.
You want to rip my face off?
If you took off that first layer, it would be unbelievable.
Just for losing the governorship twice? You want to rip my face off, mentioning that? Oh, that's okay. So a lot happening. It is quite different than the Milwaukee event. I definitely.
Well, so here, you're the interviewer, but I have to interview you. What was your favorite memory of growing up in this great city?
It was the beer.
It was the beer. I mean, 14, 15 years old.
The field trips to the beer. You know, and where else in school, anyone go field trips, you know, people go to museums in other cities. We went to the brewery.
Okay.
And there was, I think it was in the Schlitz plant. There was a beer kettle that was born in 1949, my year.
All right.
Because they put the years that, you know, this giant brass kettle. It was a thing of beauty, actually. A wonder of the world to me was a big brewing kettle. Remember those?
So here's
Copper,
something. Here's
1949.
Something that I would like you to do before you leave our wonderful city is go over to the old Pabst complex and those beautiful kettles.
They're still there?
I'll say to anybody, they're not only are they there, they anchor a hotel. They are there, and there's the building where the kettles were has been transformed into a drop-dead gorgeous hotel, and they kept the kettles. So
they anchor it? You mean the floor is, like, resting on the kettles? Because that's upsetting.
They've got the top of the kettle. Again, take your entire crew, and take a look, and you'll go, wow, the guy really was telling the truth. This is really cool.
Oh, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. On the grow, on the move. What's your next? After you get the streetcar, what are you going to do?
Well, we're going to continue with the development we have. If you go to the Menominee Valley, for example, there's a lot that's happened there. When you were here, the Milwaukee Road Yard were there, and it became so deserted, the way I describe it, is even the bad guys didn't go there. There was no reason to go there. There just was nothing there. Yeah. And we've completely turned that around. The old Pabst Brewery, we're in the midst of turning that around. The next in a challenge is going to be the old A.O. Smith site, which is 35th and Capitol, and we're investing a lot of money there. Because there's a need for a lot of jobs. That's the area of the city where there's a lot of unemployment. And so we're really focusing a lot of energy there. So the one thing to remember is that Laverne and Shirley don't work here anymore. and this is not the city it was in 1970. And it's changed. And we've got some challenges. But the opportunities and the good things far outweigh the challenges we face.
Yeah. Well, Mayor, I thank you. I know you're in a hurry. You've got other things going on. There might be negotiations of some sort. Mayor Tom Barrett, thank you so much. Thanks for dropping in.
So I just have to say I've appeared on Meet the Press.
Yes.
I've appeared on what's the one with that Danny Gokey was on the show, American Idol.
You were on American Idol.
I was on American Idol. I was on Meet the Press, and now I've been on your show. Yeah. So my life is complete. Yeah. This is it. This was my goal in life to get on this show. So thank you. Welcome home.
Thank you, Mayor Tom Barrett. Thanks. Mayor Tom Barrett, the Honorable Tom Barrett.